Jancast.com, podcasting to a cleaner world. Well, good morning, good afternoon. My name's Scott Jardin. This is Jancast number two. And I have with me Mark Warner, National Sales Manager of the Bowling Companies, and we're broadcasting from Fallcroft, Pennsylvania, the home of the Bowling Companies. And I said good morning and good afternoon. We're not sure what time it is, right, Mark? Because you could listen to this anytime.
It's the advantage of podcast. It's live no matter when you hear it.
Yep, you can download it and listen to it whenever it's convenient, in your car, while you're working, whatever. Hey, before we get started on today's show, which I think is a real interesting one on a trade show we just attended, I want to give a little personal shout out to those of you that haven't made your backups lately. This would have been Jancast number three, but my hard drive died, and we lost Jancast number two. Yes, Jancast number two is gone forever because I didn't make my backup in a timely manner. So it's pretty
into
tough.
The cosmos.
Yep.
Without a funeral.
Yep. So technology's great, but you know it really sucks when it doesn't work. So hey, those of you just if you haven't made your backup lately, just do it because, you know, you could be in the same boat that I'm in, and I'm waiting for a new hard drive. So,
well, I got to tell you, when I knew that you had lost your hard drive, and of course we'd lost the original Jancast number two.
It was a good one too.
It was phenomenal. It probably would have created royalties that would have outlived the two of us.
Or we could have been number one on Podcast Alley because of it, maybe.
But I did go home that night and back up my entire laptop.
There you go. So hopefully everybody that's listening in, the millions of people that are listening in, are now going to go, backup? Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I should do a backup. Okay, back to the show. We're talking about the Connections Convention and Trade Show, which was September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And Mark, why don't you tell a little bit about the show and the associations involved with it, because we thought it was really good.
The Connections Show is kind of a unique trade show. It's not a very old show. It is made up of, I think, about 13 different associations. For years, all these smaller associations had their own trade shows, and some of the associations would be the IICRC, which is the Institute for Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration of Carpeting, and some of the other associations were state and local associations of carpet cleaners, as well as an association that's near and dear to my heart, the Low Moisture Carpet Cleaners Association. Mm-hmm. But essentially, all these associations decided they would pool their efforts into a single convention, and that's where the name Connections comes from. So all these associations became connected and offered this individual or this single event, and it was very well attended. It was a pretty exciting show.
It primarily revolves around carpet cleaning, though, right, Mark?
It primarily revolves around carpet cleaning. When I first started going to it back around 2002, it was mostly truck mount guys. Very few low moisture carpet cleaning equipment. Encapsulation still hadn't really hit
right
at that point. So it was mostly guys running around with, you know, who has the cutest wand of the day, so to speak. This past show that we went to was very different from that. It was a totally different emphasis on chemistry, which, mm-hmm. like I said, years ago was mostly an equipment emphasis. Well, this shift in the chemistry has caused this major shift in the entire carpet cleaning revolution. It's made low-moisture carpet cleaning methods, and there's many of them, not just one or two, but it's made it viable because of the chemistry. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, like you said before, it was revolving around the truck mounts. They were there, but the truck mounts are really just about, you know, get the most powerful pump and the most powerful vacuum, then blow it in and suck it out, so to speak. And the whole industry is kind of changing from that method of carpet cleaning that ties in with that low moisture thing you were talking about.
Yeah, it's a good thing, yeah, too. If somebody hadn't stepped in, you could picture these truck mounts with the supercharger Hemis hanging out the back and big monster slicks. I mean, they were definitely going more and more towards higher volume of water and more power. And now the new chemistry has made it easy to do even restorative level cleaning without being that aggressive.
I talked a little bit in the Lost Jancast show about the difference between this show and the coming show that we're going to be going to, the International Sanitary Supply Association. It's a whole different group of people. We're going to have a lot of JanSan people listening to this particular podcast and the future ones, I'm sure. So there is a big difference between the people that came to this show and the members and everybody that's going to be coming to our trade association show, the ISSA show. It's the guys that are really doing the work, that are spending the money on the equipment and that stuff, and they're not buying through janitor supply distributors either. They're going through some masters, key masters and stuff. That's
true. In general, they use the show as a buying opportunity, which is very different from the ISSA show. Generally, the ISSA show is a lot of meeting and greeting and, right, you know, seeing old friends and getting a chance to roll out new ideas and directions, marketing plans. But the Connection Show was really, seemed to me to be like an annual event where a lot of these entrepreneurial, small companies would come to do all their purchasing, mm-hmm, literally buy their $80,000 truck mount or buy their air dryers or whatever they were going to hook up with.
Well, a big difference in the fee structure too, right? That ties in with the seminar.
Yeah, actually, what I was impressed with was the level of the attendees. These were entrepreneurs, and they were taking 4 or 5 days out of their businesses to come to this event. It was a $500 ticket to get in, so it's not an inexpensive fare. And so I think because of that, you tend to get the higher echelon, mm-hmm, of carpet cleaners out there. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, carpet cleaners look at themselves very different in general than your average office cleaning or janitorial cleaning firm. So I think where there's a little bit of the upper echelon of the professional carpet cleaners there. Certainly the quality of the people was quite impressive.
Yep.
And if I might touch on it, I think a lot of what drew them there, the ability to, or the rationale of spending $500 to get in, was the educational seminars. There were some tremendous educational seminars going on. Some of them were aimed at mold remediation, and there were companies there specifically to get tuned up on mold remediation in order to deal with the Gulf Coast disasters from the hurricane, both hurricanes this year. So that was interesting that those classes were filled. There was also some classes on
marketing.
On the marketing end of it, yeah, Joe Polish. I was trying to remember Joe's name there. Yep. Joe Polish was recognized. He was a keynote speaker and self-made millionaire, writer, publisher, and so on. And he talks about how to build and grow a business. And it was pretty impressive.
Yeah. The layout was pretty unique, too. I commented a couple times while I was there. The first day or night, the show was at 5:30 to 8:30, and they actually served dinner on the show floor, which I thought was really a good idea because it kept the traffic on the show. And the same thing happened the next day where they actually served lunch on the show floor. So they really made an effort to contain the people that were coming to the show on the trade show floor for the benefit of the exhibitors, obviously. In Vegas, there's a lot of attractions that pull you away from a show. They made a real effort to keep you there, and they treated the exhibitors very well, too. For those of you that have anything to do with the Connections, we were very pleased that we were well-fed, and we had wine and beer when we were allowed to have it.
Well, that was the interesting thing about the evening session, which was the first day. Really, I have to say, it's probably the first trade show that I had done of that size and magnitude that was an evening run, mm-hmm, the first day, a 5:30 to 9:30 or whatever type deal. And it was pretty neat. It was kind of like a buyer's preview type of thing. Sometimes you see those, yep, in shows. You had people coming through. They had very specific things in mind they wanted to chat about. But the exhibitors were allowed to have a glass of wine or beer, as well as the attendees. It was, mm-hmm, very, very much fun.
Yep, and there's roughly 2,500 people there, right, what we were told, which is a pretty good turnout as far as we're concerned. Traffic was very steady through the whole thing. Let's talk a little bit about what was hot and what we saw there as a couple products you wanted to point out, technologies, Mark.
Well, the biggest change, and I kind of touched on it before, was the chemistry switch. We at the Bullen Companies drive a line called Clausen Carpet Solutions, which is a line of chemistry that's really kind of gotten into the encapsulation side of things. And when we first started talking about this, nobody knew anything about it. It just was not really mainstream thinking at all. Mm-hmm. And I bring that up only because this past show a couple weeks ago, I'd have to say that almost 90% of the chemical companies that were there were talking about their encapsulation chemistry. And it made it kind of interesting because we got more into the educational mode and had to explain to people that there's different evolutions and different generations of encapsulating chemistries.
Yeah, the question was always, oh, this is an encapsulation product. And then we had to go, yeah, but.
Yeah, well, it used to be, this is an encapsulation product. And people would say, well, what's that? And now you'd say, this is an encapsulation product. And we say, we know all about that. We just came from five other booths. They had it too. So we had to really change about how we talked about our products and talk about the different generations and the evolutions that it's taken and really focus on the fact that we're working with a third generation encapsulation chemistry rather than the first, second, or whatever that everybody else was on.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that was interesting to see, though, we were our booth was right next to these crazy Canadian guys. And if you're listening to this, hey. but they had, British Columbia guys. They had probably one of the more unique pieces of equipment that we've ever seen, and that was their company called the Rug Badger. And they had
British
a unit.
British Columbia Badger, yeah.
It kind of a good fit. And to look at them, the whole crew there, you know, it just all fit. But they had a unit that was literally designed to deal with area rugs, and it goes along the lines of whacking the rugs, turning them upside down, and whacking all the impacted and compacted soil out of the rugs. So it really did that in a high-speed method, and pretty impressive. It was designed to make any and all cleaning methods work better, whether it's low moisture or whether you get into truck mounts, because it's getting rid of all the impacted soil down in there. I thought that was pretty slick.
Yeah, it was a great demo, very impressive. Just made a little bit more noise than maybe we would have wanted. Between that and the 300 horsepower blower they had.
Well, the 350 horsepower blower was something. And, of course, the other event that we might want to touch into here just for the entertainment value of it is the Badger did suck up the at one point suck up the curtain of the booth, and the booth came crashing down and clocked some lady. So it really created an intense amount of entertainment for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, not for the lady.
Actually, she was fine, and nobody got hurt. But it's kind of worth talking about.
It did exactly what badgers do when they're mad. They whack you. Well, that's pretty much it for the show. Again, we thought it was great. We're looking forward to attending and exhibiting again next year. And for those listening in from the Connections Group, you did an excellent job. And those listening in from the ISSA, something to be learned from serving food on the floor. It was a great idea.
Oh, don't forget the beer and wine.
And the beer and wine, too. Well, that's about it. Mark, you got any closing comments like to throw out there?
You know what, it really drove home to me, and it's what I love about doing these podcasts, and I've got to say kudos to you for coming up with the idea of putting together these janitorial and sanitary maintenance-aimed podcasts. It's just a wonderful way of getting information out. We live in a real exciting time. Things are coming at us very, very fast. Things are changing very, very fast. And these podcasts give a way of people getting some very immediate, very relevant information as it happens, and the ability to accept that information or listen to it whenever it's convenient for them. And it's an exciting time to be part of it. The chemistry that we see coming down the pipeline, I'm sure we're going to get into fourth and fifth and 16th generation encapsulation chemistry. And who knows, we might go from rug badgers to rug bears to rug elephants, who knows? But it's an exciting time. There's so much development going on, and just really, really happy to be part of it at this moment in time.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. And I hope everybody out there enjoys these little snippets. We're at about 14, 15 minutes right now. We're going to try to keep it to about this length. Coming shows will include a live show from the ISSA convention in Las Vegas in roughly 2 weeks, and we're just going to kind of cover topics of interest, build a little folder. In the future, we'll have a call-in number that you can call in and post questions to us. You can also email us at sjarden@jancast.com. But again, thank you very much for tuning in. This is Jancast number 2 and podcasting for a cleaner world. Thank you.